Hare Krishna. Today we will look at text 13 from chapter 3 of Bhagavad Gita as it is.
Yekne vishta shina santo mujyante sarva kilbashai bujante te tvagam papa e pachantyatma karanat.
Translation: the devotees of the Lord are relieved from all kinds of sins because they eat food which is offered first for sacrifice. Others who prepare food for personal sins enjoyment verily eat only sin. Now, who are devotees? In Brahma Samhita, it is stated,
Premanjanachurita bhakti vilochanena santa sadaiva hridayeshu vilokayanti yam shyama sundaram achintya gunaswarupam govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami.
I worship the primeval Lord Govinda, Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami, who is always seen by the devotee, Santas, whose eyes are anointed with the pulp of love, Premanjana Churita Bhakti Vilochanena. He is seen in his eternal form of Shyama Sundara, situated within the heart of the devotee. So, Santas are devotees, are people who are in Krishna consciousness. Srila Rupa Goswami defines pure bhakti or uttama bhakti in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Anya bilashita sunyam jnana karmat yanavritam anukulena krishnanushilanam bhakti uttama. What is this uttama bhakti? Uttama bhakti is devotion favorably offered to Krishna, that is free from any type of selfish, personal motives or desires and devoid of jnana and karma. We don't shower our love to our father and mother based on any condition. It's not a contract. We shower our love unconditionally to our father and mother. And Sri Krishna is our eternal father. So, with all the actions of one's body, mind and speech, the pure devotee will try to please and satisfy Sri Krishna. Anukulya means acting to make Krishna happy. Krishnanushilanam, which means 24/7 pure bhakti flow, emotions, mood, feelings and movements, everything directed towards Sri Krishna. Krishnanushilanam refers to all the activities one can perform either while awake, asleep or in deep sleep. So a santa, a devotee, cannot accept anything without first offering it to the Supreme Person. In Krishnanushilanam there are two modes of action. One is accepting, which is called the sankalpa, or rejecting, which is called vikalpa. If you accept something, it must be anukula or favorable to Krishna and his devotees. Rejection of something is also based on the principle of being favorable to Sri Krishna. There are yajñas in different modes of devotional service like Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, etc. These yajñas keep the devotees aloof from all kinds of contamination of sinful associations in the material world. So devotees eat food which is offered first for sacrifice. If people eat food for self or sense gratification, they are not only thieves but also the eaters of all kinds of sins. Why is it said all kinds of sins? It is said, jivo jivasya jivanam. One living being serves as food for another. To eat, we all must kill. Because animals are less intelligent, the laws of nature do not hold them responsible for the killing they naturally perform. However, when a human being kills, he becomes involved in a complex network of actions and reactions. So most of our food items contain karma, which binds us to the cycle of birth and death, because although it may be vegetarian, one may still harm other living entities in the process of obtaining it. The farmer may accidentally kill insects during the cultivation of crops, or the plants may feel some pain when they are uprooted. However, when the food is prepared for the pleasure of Krishna, he accepts the love and devotion present in the offering and removes all sins from it. The karma present in the food is therefore transformed into spiritual energy. In Kali Yuga, living entities are predominantly in the modes of passion and ignorance. We know that there are three modes of material nature: sattva, rajas and tamas. So predominantly people are in the mode of passion and ignorance in Kali Yuga. Whereas to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead and perform devotional service, the bare minimum requirement is to be in the mode of goodness. So how to build the bridge between the two sides? The only solution is prasadam. Because the potency of prasadam is to soften and cleanse the heart of a person even without his knowledge, thereby bringing him to the platform of sattva guna. In chapter 9, text 27, Bhagavan himself states, Shri Bhagavan uvacha yat karoshi yad asnasi yajuhoshi dadasi yat yat tapasyasi kaunteya tat kurushva madharpanam. Whatever you do, whatever you eat, whatever you offer or give away, and whatever austerities you perform, do that, O son of Kunti, as an offering to me. Srila Prabhupada is the greatest exponent of prasadam distribution. At first, when he started the Krishna consciousness in the Western world, he did not impose any rules and regulations. All those who came were drunkards, drug addicts and hippies. All he did was, he fed them with prasadam and sang kirtans. Moreover, once the feast was over, they would leave the plates and cups as it is. After everyone had left, Srila Prabhupada would clean all the plates, utensils and the entire room by himself. A few years later, as the movement spread across the globe, once several devotees had gathered in his room for his darshan. At that time, Srila Prabhupada went around each one of them in the room, pointing at them, asking, how did you come to Krishna consciousness? By the time he reached the last person, every single devotee in the room had given the same answer, prasadham. Srila Prabhupada concluded, see, every one of you became a devotee because of prasadham. That is my secret weapon. So, key points to remember from this sloka: food prepared for personal sense enjoyment is filled with sins or karma. Through offering food for sacrifice or yajna to the yajnapati, Shri Krishna, the karma turns into spiritual energy, helping the devotees to be released from all kinds of sin. Hare Krishna.